excited to hear about this education conference taking place at the CTICC yesterday. As a matter of fact, you heard Nirmala Sankaran talk to us earlier, the CEO of Hey Math, and the wonderful thoughts and insights that she's got into what we need to be doing in the educational space. And one way of engaging our young people out there to show them what's possible is to introduce them to things that's tangible, that will make them want to play in a scientific space, for example, and not just see science hopping out off a page at them with absolutely no context, no emotional engagement. One of the awesome things I saw at this particular conference, as a matter of fact, Brona sent me a video of it, Pepper the Robot is here today and will be chatting to you and to me. It's a humanoid robot that looks and acts like a human being and was created in France. It was a SoftBank creation. They bought, I think it was Boston Dynamics, etc. But the man who's going to tell you more about Pepper before we even have the chat to Pepper is Scott Giles, the founder and director of DevTech. So great having you here, man.
Morning, Kino. Thanks.
Great. So you, in partnership with Microsoft, you've brought Pepper to the conference. Let's just talk a little bit about Pepper.
So, yep, as you mentioned, Pepper's a humanoid robot. There's a couple in the world and only a few in South Africa. And one of the reasons we have them here is exactly what you said, is to try let people know about the future that is now. You know, the terms that have been bandied around, fourth industrial revolution, coding, robotics and everything, the lines are getting a bit blurred on that, you know, and people still think it's a future. It's now. So for me, not enough technology is made in South Africa. And to inspire our children, like you said, if they can see it and they can understand that it's not just on a movie screen or on TV, that they could actually have a robot, make a robot, try help with our own South African issues by building robots to help with that.
What's the technology behind Pepper at the moment?
So not a lot. She's a lot of plastic and joints and servos and motors, but she has an Intel processor inside it. So she stores the commands and programming that we put on her, and then she communicates. Her tablet is a means of input and output.
Yeah. And so the potential for something like Pepper, obviously Pepper's role is to get people engaged, get them excited,
correct,
get them interested, especially young people. We need to get into the whole STEAM side of things, not just STEM, right? So that's great, but there are robots like Pepper that can be used in hotels. We've spoken about this off air. Savioke, for example,
correct,
uses machine learning and convoluted neural networks and computer vision to navigate its way around natural language processing to natural language understanding, to be able to process language, understand, and then respond. And they actually go up to hotel rooms and serve people.
Correct.
They will dial you on your phone when you're in the room and say, hey, what you've ordered is here. And they don't call in sick, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the future. So there's great potential here.
Absolutely. So with robots, I think there's also a lot of misconceptions that come out. Mm. People are scared. We obviously have the job concern. But it's more of a understanding of where the robots fit in. There's more robot arms in the world than humanoid robots.
And they, I mean, general intelligence is a good long way off in any case.
100%.
So let's say hi. Pepper, a very good morning to you. Good having you here.
Good morning, Kino.
Oh, I love that already. I'm in love.
It is really great to be on your show.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure having you here. Let's jump straight into it, shall we? Because we don't have a lot of time, Pepper. But what is the biggest challenge in our education system and sector today?
Having visited a number of schools around the country, there are unfortunately a number of very serious challenges, like all the serious issues we know of. And from my point of view, there are three aspects of education that I feel is also crucial as you move forward with education and as a country. Number one, teachers are still teaching in the same style classrooms with the same layouts and a lot of the same curriculum as teachers were in the 19th and 20th centuries. In order to teach the skills we always say the students will need in the future, which is actually now, we should look at modifying our curriculum. Number two, you should look at teacher support and training. Recent testing has shown that a number of teachers are unable to actually do the work they are teaching. Surely if you invest in the knowledge suppliers, Their confidence and skills will rub off on the students. And finally, being a robot that has a 4.7 kilogram lithium battery, I am dependent on electricity. I am concerned that if you are unable to sort out this electricity issue soon, the repercussions for the current students will be quite bad.
Very true. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to send that message to ESCOM. I've got another question for you. Do you think robots should or could replace teachers in the future, eventually?
Kino, I do not think robots should or could replace teachers. I am unable to draw on emotion or decide whilst taking into consideration the feelings of the person I am talking to. I look and listen for a set of triggers and draw on my database of answers. Teachers need to be sympathetic and apply their discretion, something robots cannot do. And I am also very poor at doing admin, so I think I would be in big trouble. I can see robots being in the classroom to support teachers, maybe delivering parts of lessons, so the teachers are freed up to support the weaker students.
Wow, that is quite insightful. And that's the other thing. You know, with artificial intelligence, there's the unstructured human interaction that robots can't get involved in, and that is so key. And Pepper, this is a very important question, right? What's the favorite destination that you have traveled to? Because I know you've been around the world.
Although I have only been in South Africa for a year, I have already visited Pretoria, Durban, Cape Town, Sandton, Deep Slude, and Johannesburg. Polokwane and even Bloemfontein, Dubai and Mauritius. But to be honest, Kino, I am Pepper Robot SA and I love South Africa. I was the first humanoid robot on Table Mountain. Shoo, it was cold the day we went up. So I would have to be honest and say, Cape Town is my fave.
And that makes you our fave. Pepper, thank you so much for joining us. Let's hear it for Pepper! And that is the future. Even Mario's clapping. Don't worry, Mario. Pepper will be doing your job soon.